In the 1980s, the Soviet war in Afghanistan forced many Afghans to flee their homes in search of refuge in Iran and also in Pakistan. 30 years on, these two countries are hosting the highest number of refugees in the world. As Iran is marking the World Refugee Day, Press TV's Pedram Khodadadi tells us more about the situation of the refugees in Iran and how anti-Iran sanctions are hampering Tehran's humanitarian work.
More than 50 million people across the world have been forced to flee their homes because of wars, natural disasters, or fearing persecution. Every year, more people apply for refugee status, and this is usually to neighboring countries. Iran is one of the countries which hosts refugees. And 2014 marks 30 years since Afghan refugees started coming to this country. Iran has provided these people with education, jobs, and a new life, and has helped towards their repatriation to their homeland. More than 280,000 refugees benefit from schooling in this country, and in total, nearly 1 million refugees currently reside in Iran. Iran is the number two host of refugees in the world. But because of the sanctions Iran faces, even UN agencies in Iran are having difficulties getting funds in to support their activities and the refugees that are in Iran. I asked the UNHCR representative in Iran whether any improvement has been made following the interim Geneva agreement between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries in November that offered limited sanctions relief to Tehran.
Challenges remain. I can say that with regard to the bringing of funds, that has somewhat eased, and we have found ways in which we can try and do that, and things have eased. But I do emphasize that overall, the global economic situation makes our lives very difficult in the humanitarian community and seeking funds. But it is also compounded by the sanctions that are imposed on the country.
The head of the Bureau for Aliens and Foreign Immigrants in Iran said humanitarian issues should be separated from political issues in the global community.
I have also stressed this on several occasions, that humanitarian issues should not be entangled with political issues. But this is the case, and this really disappoints us. The issue of refugees should be clearly differentiated from other issues in the world.
While Iran itself faces difficulties because of the sanctions imposed by the West, it continues to host one of the largest refugee populations in the world. Pedram Khodadadi reporting for Press TV in Tehran.